It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing on this another cloudy Monday?
Be doing a little better if the sun was shining.
What's that look like? I haven't so long, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's coming. Hopefully, I'm hearing temperatures pushing 70 later in the week, so let's hope we get
yes,
some sun with that.
Yes, in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
That's right. You and me both. Yeah. About time.
Exactly.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Well, of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Gerald William Engstrom. Gerald was born on June 4th, 1947 in Mora, Minnesota. Passed away on May 12th, 1993. He entered active duty in the United States Marine Corps on April 21st, 1970 in Minneapolis. Was honorably discharged almost 3 years later on March 13th, 1973 at Camp Pendleton, California. He was a rifleman with Security Company of Headquarters Service Battalion, Marine Corps Base, Camp Smedley D. Butler in Okinawa during the Vietnam era. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He earned a Rifle Marksman Badge and a Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Gerald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We salute the vets.
Absolutely.
Every day. Well, we're going to talk about the VA has established presumptive service connection for rare respiratory cancers for certain veterans.
Yes. Press release came out April 25th announcing 9 conditions listed as presumptive to service in Southwest Asia Theater of Operations. That means the Persian Gulf War from 90 to August 1990 to present, Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Inherent Resolve, as well as other locations in the Middle East. Part of President Biden's Unity Agenda commitment to support the nation's veterans, Department of Veterans Affairs is adding 9 rare respiratory cancers to the list of presumed service-connected disabilities due to military environmental exposure to fine particulate matter. When they say fine particulate matter, burn pits, oil well fires, all that smoke and nast that was in the air, as well as the toxins that were in the sand over there. And some of that sand was finer than baby powder. It was pretty dusty, speaking from experience.
Yes, you were there.
Yep. The following list of rare respiratory cancers have been added to VA's regulations through an interim final rule published in the Federal Register on April 26th. That is squamous cell carcinoma of the larynx, squamous cell carcinoma of the trachea, adenocarcinoma of the trachea, salivary gland type tumors of the trachea, adenosquamous carcinoma of the lung, large cell carcinoma of the lung, salivary gland type tumors of the lung, sarcomatoid carcinoma of the lung. I think I said that right.
You're close, I think.
And typical and atypical carcinoid of the lung. So various respiratory cancers and, windpipe and trachea and larynx cancers because,
from breathing it in.
Stuff in. VA determined through a focused review of scientific and medical evidence, there's biological plausibility between airborne hazards and carcinogens of the respiratory tract, and the unique circumstances of these rare cancers warrant a presumption of service connection. The rarity and severity of these illnesses and the reality these conditions present is a situation where it may not be possible to develop additional evidence, which prompted VA to take this action. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough, last year we made promises to fundamentally change and improve how we establish and expedite presumptions, and now we're keeping them. We're taking a new approach to presumptives that takes all available science into account with one goal in mind, getting today's veterans and vets in the decades ahead the benefits they deserve as fast as possible. VA will begin processing disability compensation claims for veterans who served any amount of time in the Southwest Asia Theater of Operations beginning August 2nd, 1990 to the present, or Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Syria, or Djibouti beginning September 19th, 2001 to the present. Any veteran who has or had one of the listed cancers at any time during or after separation from military service may be eligible for disability compensation benefits. VA will contact impacted veterans and survivors to inform them about their eligibility and will provide information on how to apply. So veterans, survivors, or dependents who had claims previously denied for any of these respiratory cancers are encouraged to file a supplemental claim for benefits. If you're a veteran, survivor, or dependent applying for the first time, you need to file a new claim. And for assistance in filing a claim for service connection, you can contact my office. And, of course, there's a Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I forgot to leave it out for you, but I bet you have it in your head there.
In my head.
Yeah.
Big, bald head. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse.
Getting greener.
Looks like the lawn's going to need mowing here soon.
We waved at Kenny out working there in the lawn the other day.
Yeah, he was seeding.
Yep.
So was a couple of bare spots there. So, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, sounds good. And you're in the office every day all week this week?
As far as I know.
In and out, maybe here and there. So call ahead.
Yep, be better to call ahead, 598-3445.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.